Good morning. I'm Barbara Hernandez, Communications Director. Today I'll be providing additional updates on our response and recovery from Hurricane Helene, as well as some additional resources for our residents. The first thing I want to cover today is that the National Weather Service is forecasting about 4 to 6 inches of rain this weekend. So the county obviously is preparing and continuing its response, being conscious of that. The county has procured an additional 6 Vactor trucks that will be going out to the hot spots and making sure that any vegetative debris that is on drains or areas that can traditionally flood in our public rights of way can be pumped, removed, and cleared, anticipating the additional rains. We are also pre-staging pumper trucks accordingly in case they are needed over the weekend. As it relates to debris, that has been a topic of obviously a lot of coverage in the last few days. The amount of storm-related debris that our county has is unprecedented. Some people have asked, you know, how does this relate to maybe previous hurricanes or previous storms that we have been through? And it is astronomically different. And so we know that this is a major response effort. We know that this is going to take weeks, if not months, to completely clear out all of the storm-related debris from our communities. As of today, all 24 cities have engaged the required FEMA monitor and debris collector. So that's all 24 of them. Now, some of them, like the county, have started that service. Others will be rolling it out over the next few days into next week. So what we recommend is that if you are not in unincorporated areas, you visit your city's website, you contact your city, and get additional information on those schedules and when they will be starting. For those residents in unincorporated areas, we're going out, obviously announcing the zones as we are able to. We do want to share that at this time we have engaged additional resources through our contractor. They are bringing in people from crews from Miami, from Ohio, from other parts of the nation, understanding that this is a top priority for the county, making sure that we can expediently move through the zones and add further zones as the days progress. Residents who want to drop off their storm-related debris instead of waiting for collection can now drop off at several locations. They can find that information at disaster.pinellas.gov. And as a reminder, our Pinellas County Solid Waste Disposal Complex cannot accept storm-related debris from residents or private haulers. We've gotten a lot of questions about this. Why is that? There are very strict FEMA regulations that we have to comply with as a governmental entity. Commercial haulers can visit pinellas.gov/debris. for a list of locations that can accept storm-related debris. And I do want to point out that the county continues to work with the state to try to identify an additional location for our commercial hauler. So as soon as we have more information, we are going to be providing that out to the hauler so they can take advantage of that. As it relates to sand, we have contracted to take washed up sand within the boundaries of the existing permitted beach nourishment project on Pasagril Beach and the sand in Treasure Island to process, screen, and return the sand to the respective beaches. In addition, the National Guard today began hauling accumulated sand piles in the beach access parks along Gulf Boulevard to Pinellas, Tiki Garden, and Sankey Parks for assessment and potential reuse on the beaches. Ramping up does take time. There are a lot of logistics that need to be coordinated for this service to happen. So again, we appreciate everyone's understanding as you see the crews, as you see more trucks arriving and doing the work. Our teams continue working around the clock. Our emergency operations center continues to be activated 24/7 to make sure that we can do everything that is physically possible to continue to help our community. I want to move into insurance. We've gotten some questions from residents about how do I work with my insurance? How do I start this process if I have suffered damages from Hurricane Helene? And the Florida Department of Financial Services, their Division of Consumer Services, is hosting what they're calling an insurance village. And that will be today through this weekend in Clearwater. And I will provide that address now. It's 1501 North Belcher Road. And the village will have more than a dozen insurance companies available for claims process assistance. And they will have the ability to write preliminary checks for homeowners in some situations. If you want more information, you can call 1-877-MY-FL-CFO. You can also go to preparefl.com. That's preparefl.com. If you're struggling with transportation, PSTA has announced that they will provide free bus service to that insurance village in Clearwater. The bus service will run approximately every 30 minutes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today through Sunday, and will service from the St. Pete Beach Access and serve Gulf Boulevard shelters and Clearwater Marina bus stops. Residents should look for trolleys with the destination sign of Insurance Village. Again, that Insurance Village is located at 1501 North Belcher Road, and it will have over a dozen insurance companies ready to assist you if you need that support right now. When it comes to FEMA individual assistance, to date, we have had over 34,000 people sign up for individual FEMA assistance. The Disaster Recovery Center at the Largo Public Library is helping residents with their application process, connecting them with critical help, especially housing. As a reminder, residents can also register for FEMA assistance online, and that address is showing on the screen. It is disasterassistance.gov. They can visit the FEMA app, or they can call 1-800-621-FEMA, and that would be 3362. 1-800-621-3362. Pinellas County continues to support two points of distribution. We call those pods, and they are in St. Pete Beach and Treasure Island. People can visit these pods to receive free food, water, and tarps while they last. Details are listed on our website, which is going to be shown on the screen, and that is disaster.pinellas.gov. As of last night, the pods have distributed more than 68,000 MREs, or meals that are ready to eat, over 126,000 of cases of water, more than 2,000 pallets of tarps, and nearly 6,000 pallets of ice. We continue to monitor low to medium concentrations of red tide along some areas of our beaches. Residents in those beach communities, especially those who are working on cleaning out their homes or their businesses, may experience some respiratory irritation when concentrations are higher, especially if the wind is blowing on the coast. It is still not known if Hurricane Helene contributed to those red tide conditions or when the conditions will improve, but we remind everybody to be as safe as possible when they are outside doing any kind of recovery, repair work out along the beach communities. If residents see any kind of fish kills, they can report them to the FWC, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and that can be done at myfwc.com/reportfishkill, or they can call 1-800-636-0511. We also have that information available on our website for anyone who needs it. Our county teams continue going out into the community. We have completed several of those missions over this past week, going out to unincorporated areas, going out to communities that are experiencing greatest need, providing flyers, providing information, answering questions, and we will continue to do that into next week. We want to make sure that residents who may not have access to a computer or to even their cell phones can still get important information. Some of that relates to housing. We've received questions about housing. So we wanted to share that we have added a new webpage that lists available housing options ranging from apartments to short-term rentals. You can find that information by going to disaster.pinellas.gov or pinellas.gov/hurricane-housing. At this time, when it comes to our shelters, we continue to serve approximately 100 individuals, but we are starting to see families get connected to other housing options. If you can't stay in your home because it was damaged, you should do at least two things. Number one, apply for FEMA individual assistance with the information that we provided earlier. And they can also, you can use this new website resource and look for available options in our community. Again, disaster.pinellas.gov. We've also heard from residents who are experiencing unemployment as a result of the storm. Unemployment assistance is available to businesses and residents whose employment or self-employment was lost or severely impacted as a direct result of Hurricane Helene. And if they are not eligible for regular state or federal reemployment assistance benefits. Eligible Floridians whose employment or self-employment was lost or interrupted because of Hurricane Helene can submit a claim at floridajobs.org. That's floridajobs.org. I want to remind everybody that the Disaster Distress Helpline remains open and is providing 24/7 toll-free multilingual disaster crisis counseling for anyone experiencing emotional distress related to this disaster. Please, if you need help, call or text the following number, 1-800-985-5990. We also are getting questions about repairs to my home, to my business after the storm. What should I do? We know that building back will take some time. And for some of our residents and businesses, it will take a lot of time. So our Building and Development Review Services Department is working on expediting emergency permitting for residents and businesses who qualify. We're going to be uploading a lot of information on our website, disaster.pinellas.gov, and we encourage you to look at that webpage and get some additional information and resources if you are in a situation where you're needing to do some emergency permitting. Lastly, for anybody who has questions about storm recovery or any of the information that we are providing, our County Information Center remains open with operators who are ready to speak with you, answer any questions you might have. And that number is 727-464-4333. The center is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm going to take questions from media now. We'll first go to the floor and afterwards we'll go to Zoom. If you are participating via Zoom and you have a question, please raise your hand and we will unmute you at the appropriate time. Any questions from the floor? All right, let's go to Zoom.
No questions on Zoom at this time.
Oh, we have one question. Looks like it's from Gabriella Paul with WUSF.
Go ahead, Gabriella.
Hi there. Thanks for your time. Talking about the weather forecast, the rain that's expected, do you have any additional instructions for residents, maybe particularly in saturated neighborhoods right now as we get into the weekend?
Yes, thank you for your question, Gabriella. So the same reminders that we put out ahead of severe weather, those are the same things that we ask people to take into consideration. If you are in an area that is particularly saturated or traditionally floods, things such as moving your vehicle to a higher ground, making sure you are signed up for Alert Pinellas, monitoring the local weather will be activities that will help you be prepared. But we just ask everybody to continue to monitor and then take the necessary precautions. If anybody is in an area where they begin to feel unsafe and they need a place to stay, we do have our emergency shelters open. If you have a pet or if you have a special need, please don't hesitate to contact us. Call the CIC, the County Information Center. And again, that number is 727-464-4333. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thanks.
No other questions online.
All right. Thank you very much.